Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA. Mary, you have a lot to celebrate this week.
I'm officially Summer Mary.
Okay, I was going with the Warrior win, but Summer Mary is here too.
No, I mean, I was happy that the Warriors won. Mm-hmm. I was sad. I didn't get to watch The Bachelorette on Monday, but
this made up for it, right?
It did make up for it. I had a little party at my home. I had a taco bar, and we had a great time.
Wow. Did you set up the taco bar?
Oh, I was the hostess with the mostest. Everyone was like, Mary, you're doing a great job.
Wow.
Thank you.
I also had a taco bar at the Bachelorette that I was at this weekend. Oh.
Taco bars are so fun.
They really are great. And I didn't set up anything. I just threw money at them and said, please do this for me so I don't have to. And it was a hit.
Well, there you go.
It was.
Mine was a little bit easier since I don't work anymore.
Summer
so, like, I had a lot of time. Actually, I kind of whipped up this party pretty quick. I texted people on Sunday night. I said, I don't feel like going to a bar at 4 o'clock by myself and saving you people seats. So you can come over to my house and watch it, and I'll make you tacos. I had about 10 people come.
That's a lot. Were there guys, too? There were. I saw your Instagram. I don't have, like, that many guy friends that would come it over actually, for that.
It was actually a perfect guy-to-girl ratio.
Wow. Good job. Yeah,
that never happens for me.
Never. It's always, like, 12 girls and, like, my gay friends.
Joey!
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, so let's just, like, get this out of the way, and let's talk about some fun stuff, because obviously I feel like it was a good thing that The Bachelorette was actually off this week, because I think – I don't want Rachel's season to be kind of connected to this whole thing. I just – you know, I want to watch Rachel find love, and I hope she does. And everything that happened with Bachelor in Paradise is just – it's – everything is just – it's like I have no words for it. I'm kind of pretty speechless about it.
Well, it's the season is shut down. Yes, we are closed.
It's officially canceled. Well, I don't know if it's official, but it's definitely canceled.
When all the contestants were sent home, like I saw that airport photo of them all in Texas, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Their ABC is clearly taking this very seriously. Corinne released a statement on Wednesday. She says she's a victim and she's seeking therapy for physical and emotional drama. And so what I have heard is that Corinne and DeMario were both drinking very heavily. They started making out, went into the pool, and
that's where it gets a little dicey, right? Did either of them give consent? Were they, like, sober enough to give consent? Should the producers have stepped in?
But no one's saying the R word. I'm not even going to say that word.
Right.
And they did not have sex. I think there was some oral sex.
It's just everything that happened with this, I first off blame the producers.
And Corinne's blaming the producers. She fully admits, like, she doesn't remember a lot of the night, but the producer should have stepped in.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is like a real life Unreal. You know, Unreal, the TV show, was kind of based off of this, and then it's almost like now it's like when life imitates art and art imitates life sort of thing, and it's not a good situation. It's just I feel bad for all, like, I feel bad for Corinne obviously, and especially, like, if she was blacked out, whatever, to have somebody tell you what happened or show you footage, like, I can only just imagine, and have it being taped that it could potentially be on national TV. It's just everything about it is just like...
I heard they're not airing it at all.
They should. I don't think they should. And I think legal reasons, I don't think they can. You know, DeMario has now taken legal action and has hired lawyers because he feels like his character has been assassinated. I saw that, you know, everybody's kind of defriended them on social media, and Raven.
I think they've defriended her.
Well, so
not
Raven.
Him.
Raven released a statement or a Twitter comment or whatever, saying that her lawyers told them to stay out of it, sort of thing, and kind of get away from it, so that's why they've defriended.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know, because it seems like a lot of the cast members are blaming her for their time ruined, which is like, oh no, you can't represent more fit tummy tea or like sugar bear hair. Like, I think you'll be okay, guys. Like,
right.
This is a situation. And I honestly just blame the producers. I think that they should have stepped in at some point. Yeah. I think that they're able to watch how much these people are drinking. And if you tell me that someone can, like, actually handle an entire bottle, I don't know how much they drink, but if you can see someone taking shot after shot after shot after shot, let's just say they drink like a fifth of vodka, they're either an alcoholic or they've drank too much, you know? Like,
right.
There needs to be something stepped in. It's
Well, and when things are escalating, you can just say, all right, well, if you're going back to your rooms, like, this is going a little too far.
Right.
There's like, only so much good TV. You have to have character, too.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, and then when you hear, too, that they've been told that this is their storyline is to hook up, and it's like, okay, so are they just kind of getting drunk in order to make things happen, or, like, what's going on? It's just...
And Corinne has a boyfriend in real life.
This all reminds me of, I don't know if you ever watched The Challenge on MTV, but so a while ago, there was like this whole incident where a cast member, Tanya, sued Buna Murray because allegedly Kenny and Evan, who have never appeared on the show ever after this season, they allegedly stuck a toothbrush up her vagina.
Oh my God.
And this is all, obviously, allegedly, I don't want to, you know, say anything, but... So there, and then basically because of what these people have signed away when they go on this, these shows, and I think that the same has happened for Corinne and DeMario, is that production can't be held responsible for anything that happens. So they don't really have a case. And, you know, you kind of feel like these people, you, during their seasons, they create these like relationships with them. And you think that these people are like, have your best interest in heart. And it's like, actually, they really have like.
The ratings.
Yeah. They think about the ratings and they probably put that before you. So it's just, it was very reminiscent of that, the Challenge case, and they ended up like settling outside of court, and but none of those people have ever appeared on anything ever again within the MTV hemisphere. So it's just a sad situation, and hopefully it all gets figured out, and
it will be interesting how ABC and Chris Harrison address it, and what are they going to put. Because that was supposed to be...
That's for... 6 weeks of four... 6 weeks, 4 hours a week. Like, 24 hours of what now? We're gonna... You know, I mean, listen. They could bring back that show, Wipeout. Remember that show with the obstacles?
ABC's screwed right now.
I'm very curious as to what... I'm sure that there's some sort of cheap reality show that they'll throw into that. But Bachelor in Paradise will never come back again. That entire thing is done.
It's a sad day.
What do you think that, how do you think this affects the Bachelor franchise in general? Like, do you think the ratings for Rachel's season go down or up?
Up.
You think up? See, I think that down. I know that they say, like, any publicity is good publicity, including bad publicity, but I think this is, like, the kind of publicity that's not.
I don't think it will affect her show, to be honest.
I mean, if he was still on the season, it would be different.
It'll be really interesting if...
He won't come for the men tell all. He won't be there for sure.
Oh, no, no, no. But it'll be really interesting if, like, they do, like, a blurb next week's episode or something.
Yeah,
I'm curious how the Bachelor franchise is going to address the situation.
I think that they're going
to... Chris, I have questions.
I think they're going to try to avoid it as much as possible and just try to kind of silently let it slide by.
And, all right, let's
get to happier times. Like the fact that, is there a reunion of Simon and Tamara?
I got so excited about that. Tamara posted this week a picture at her daughter's high school graduation, Sydney, who she hasn't talked to and has been estranged with, and she's in the picture with Simon. I thought, snap for you. I thought that was cute.
You know, she's got baptized. She's got God in her life. She's letting it go.
She thanked God for that moment.
Yes. And she also celebrated, like, what, 7 years? Was that? No, that's not a right number. 3 years with Eddie married?
Oh, yeah. It was just their anniversary.
Yeah. So good for Tamara. Sounds like she's doing well.
Yeah. And then, so Nene Leakes is a confirmed season 10 of Atlanta. And actual
don't housewife. Care.
Oh my God, I like Nene.
Of course you do, because I hate her so much. I think
she's entertaining, to say the least.
She used to be, not anymore. Now she like acts like she's too good for this show, and it's like, bitch, this shit pays your bills. Remember when the IRS came after you and you had to come back?
That's why she has to.
Like,
that's why she has to.
And what's up with her new nose, her new body? It's like, who is this person? She wants to be Beyonce, and she's not.
She's married the same guy like 3 times.
Greg.
Greg. And then, wait, speaking of marriages, Kenya Moore got married over the weekend in
some island.
like Turks and Caicos or something.
Yeah.
Or something in the Bahamas.
Some sort of tropical or palm tree place.
St. Lucia, maybe?
Sure.
I think it might have been St. Lucia. But I have no photos of this. I supposedly she's only been dating this guy for 8 months.
Hey, good for her. I'm wondering if it was filmed because I know that they've started filming the new season. I hope that it wasn't because then I think that it's real.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. And then speaking of filming, Summer House is filming right now. Kyle Cook's coming back.
Cookie, we love you.
Rosé all day.
But the best part about who's not coming back, that wet blanket Christina.
Oh, she gone. Girl, she gone.
And American Psycho, Everett.
Everett will not be seen either.
You're not going to see my rage.
But, like, why is Lindsay back? Like, just get rid of her, too. She was so annoying. She's the worst part.
I'm curious about the twins. Like, the married one, is she coming back?
Of course she is. You don't think she... Come on, all these people want their 15 minutes of fame still.
Yeah.
They're for sure back. But does that mean, like, Jacqueline's back? Because great body, ugly face, drama.
Yeah, I mean, I know Amanda's, like, a full-time cast member.
Is she? Well, Carl's back because I saw him on Instagram whitening his teeth.
Yes.
So he's taking pointers about those upcoming interviews.
He must have heard the pod.
Well, I did leave him a comment saying, thank God your interviews will be so much better. And he liked it. So I think we're all on the same page.
It's fantastic.
Also, something I wanted to give a shout out to Sweden.
Yes.
Melinda. Thank you for emailing us. She gave us some details that Stassi is not royalty there since all Swedes are related. So she would have known her if that was the case. If you guys want to email us any information, we are happy to receive all of that. Mary, what's the email?
twojudgygirls@gmail.com.
How do you spell or that?
You can find us on Instagram at twojudgey. GIRLS.
So, and that's at gmail.com if you want to email us or if you want to slide into our DMs.
I love the DMs.
I love the DMs. And they're clean. They're not even dick pics. So thank you.
The other day it was like, we blurred this out for you just in case.
I got really nervous and then I was like, I'm going to click it anyways.
I did too. And I was like,
oh, Ramona. Yeah. I did wonder that. Before we go into New York, did I give a little recap of my bachelorette party this past weekend? I don't know if I did.
No, please do tell.
So I just wanted to tell you guys that it went off without a hitch. I've also realized how basic I am. And how basic all these people are. We ran into multiple bachelor and bachelorette parties throughout the weekend, and everybody was on the same course. We all went to Topgolf. We all went to Whiskey Row. We all went to the W for a pool party. Like, we all hit the same spots. We're literally, like, from Friday to Saturday, being like, hey, guys, good to see you again. Like, we really made... No, are they lasting friendships? No, I don't even know any of their names.
But you recognize their faces.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you took your top off last night. I remember that. Thought you were our waiter from dinner, but you were definitely the bachelor. Like, awesome. So I just wanted to say, guys, go to Scottsdale. It's amazing. These two bartenders that I hired were fantastic. They were really a lot of givers. They let us... They let us just do whatever, and I just...
And how old were they?
Oh, well, according to one guy's Tinder profile, he was 26. He let me see his Tinder, let me rearrange some photos. Okay. I believe the other one was 25. They were adorable. I loved them so much. At 1:30, I was like, please go. You have done enough here.
Yes.
We
can't put any more whipped cream on you.
Yeah, we've wasted all of the caution tape. Thank you. They also came very prepared. They brought these syringes and they would just make all these shots and you just like syringe it into, not like like meth syringes. Like,
no, I understand. Yeah. Like a turkey baster.
Yes. But they were like drink syringes. Listen, these kids are clever.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. They were great. They were basic. So my life is basic. I loved it. Everyone go to Scottsdale.
I love being basic.
I've always said I'm like it. I'm two-thirds basic, but I'm totally okay with that. I just really don't like pumpkin spice lattes, but I love my yoga pants.
Yeah.
I love Bachelorette. I love drinking a good rosé.
I love all these things.
And guys,
they're important to me.
I think I convinced Mary to be even more basic because she is now in the life of eyelash extensions.
Oh my God. Yeah. I got eyelash extensions on Saturday and I literally I was so hungover. I went out Thursday and Friday night.
Summer Mary, you guys remember.
Dying on Saturday. Like there was a couple of moments of toilet hugging. And then, so I had already canceled the eyelash thing one time. So I was like, I gotta go.
Great. Well, the nice thing is you get to take a nap.
It was 2 hours and 15 minutes. The lady was like, you're clenching. You're clenching your eyes. I was like, because I'm afraid I'm going to barf on you.
Wait, going and getting my eyelashes done is like one way. I get, first off, my girl Katya, shout out to Katya. I'm sure she's definitely listening. I get to like, she does therapy for me. I get to tell her all of my issues, which there are many. And then I tell her, I tell her, Katya, thank you so much. I now have to take a 20-minute nap. And I just go to sleep. And when I wake up, they're done.
So, well, mine was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, mine are usually about 2 hours.
The entire time. I had no sense of time. I hate that feeling. I was literally having mani panic attacks. The lady was like, stop clenching, stop clenching. And I kept on like moving my legs and stuff. I was just like, it was bad. It was not good.
Okay,
I don't recommend getting eyelash extensions hungover. However, they look fantastic.
Yeah, guys, always get the extensions though. If you can, they are wonderful. You don't have to wear makeup if you don't want to. You're always just looking pretty. Just like when they say, I woke up like this. From just my eyes, that looks great. The rest of my face is a hot fucking mess. But like my eyes, I think the kids say on fleek, right?
Totally. It does make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Moving on to people who think that they are younger than they are. Let's just get into the New York Housewives.
Okay. This was my favorite episode of the season.
Okay. So I just want to start off by saying that Bravo did Luann wrong. Every housewife has gotten their own spinoff. They gave Luann 3 minutes and 45 seconds to talk about her wedding while they showed like she voiceovered the whole thing.
Well, I think they gave her no time because only one other housewife was invited. Like that's it would true. Have been, she made a mistake by not inviting them all.
Yeah, she's dumb. I mean, I think for her own sanity, it was smart for her not to, but like, yeah. I think for, you know, ratings. And she also, like, had some exclusive deal with People or something to take photos.
Yes.
So everything was, like, personally documented. I thought, do you want to go back to that later? And we'll just start with, like, the rest of it. Because I feel like it goes into, like, the parties and all of that, right?
I feel like, okay, this episode was, like, all about the women dating. So we start out with, we finally meet Frenchie, whose real name is
Edgar.
He's 39 and he seems like a doll. He brings her flowers. He's making her breakfast.
Eggs à la française à la Luann.
He has a thick accent.
Like a very thick accent.
No,
I'm sure she does. When she was a brand ambassador, she probably had to learn a lot. She probably knows Mandarin Chinese. She's like, chicken chow mein. Yes. Konnichiwa, sushi.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, that's not me. That's Sonia.
And then she's like, ménage à toi con Kinsley.
Avec.
That's Spanish.
Avec. Ménage à toi avec ménage Kinsley. Toi? She's like, I have to get my hair blown out.
She definitely has the eyelash extensions and wakes up like that.
She for sure does. Okay, but Sonia's so funny, right? So she's like, Frenchie, he's like, come over at 11, leave at 7, and now he's coming over at 7 and he's leaving at 11.
I know. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
So I'm like, the thing is, I'm trying not to be worried about these ladies. If I was Avery and like Ramona was my mom, or like I was like friends with these, I would like feel really bad. Like you guys, everybody's having a midlife crisis right now. But the fact that I'm not related to any of them and I could just watch them and laugh at them is like totally different.
Well,
they're
okay,
all pathetic. So it makes me sad for them.
So I think they're just like also like very social. They're in this social scene and as like boutiques. But okay, but is Frenchie an opportunist? Like, is he moving in with her? Which
I'm inclined to say yes.
So like to just get some free rent.
Well, you know, she does let whoever she wants. I'm going on her Instagram right now. So my friend's sister saw Sonia at a bar last night.
In Boston.
For some reason, according to her Instagram story, she's at MIT today. Why? I have no idea. But she doesn't seem to have Frenchie in any of her most recent Instagram stories or Instagram photos.
So since we've known her, she's an original New York housewife, correct?
No, Sonia came in like season
second
three.
Season? Okay.
Bethany's original, Luann's original, and Ramona's original.
Okay. So she has never...
She has a photo with Frenchie from May 7th.
Okay, that's like a month and a half ago.
So, well, that's still like 6 months after the fact. This is the Christmas episodes, right?
True.
Okay, continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But, okay, so we haven't really ever seen her serious with the man. I never took...
Her and Harry?
Harry was a slimeball sleeping with Luann on the side. And, like, he had that fake engagement.
And the dog? Like, where's that dog?
That was so not real.
Right.
But I'm kind of curious about this Frenchie guy. What's going to go down?
I mean, I did like, you know, he seems like a nice guy. He's almost hot. He like almost kind of reminds me of like
he has bad teeth.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's a, kind of like a French version of like Peter from The Bachelorette if he was older.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was the plaid jacket he wore to Luann's like 17th wedding party.
Okay, that wedding party, the after wedding party was.
Bethany showed up 15 minutes late and was the first person there. It was like in a warehouse space.
It wasn't even open bar.
It was just wine. It was wine. You know Tinsley was pissed. She's like, where the hell are my vodka cranberries?
She's like, where's the Tito's? I need a Tito's.
Bethany's like, what? You guys didn't get an ice luge? Oh, this party sucks. If you don't get an ice luge, there's no party.
Carol will only drink out of ice luges now, guys.
Yeah, or chocolate cookie shot glasses. Yeah, you guys, this party sucks. You guys don't have the accoutrements that I have at my holiday party. And that was such a hit last year. I had caviar. I had girls dressed as Anna from Frozen. Like, you guys don't know how to throw a party. Gotta go. Gotta go fuck Dennis. Sorry. I find her just so annoying.
I know. She's the worst. And then Tinsley's like there with her like 23-year-old boyfriend and he's literally guzzling the wine.
He's like, I don't usually drink wine, but this is all I have.
She's like, give me a kiss.
He also has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend this whole time that he's on the show. I don't think the girlfriend and him are together. Did we discuss this before?
No.
Oh yeah, Chad definitely has a girlfriend. Like he's celebrated a year. It was on her Instagram.
Oh my god, this poor girl.
I know. She's like happy 1 year, and I'm thinking, ooh, but like 5 months ago he was making out with a 41-year-old.
Not.
And then even Ramona was like, this is someone for Avery.
I know. And then, okay, wait. Let's go back to, Bethany has her own, you know, holiday party with the ice luge.
Okay, it's not a holiday party when you have five friends over.
Six people.
And poor Connie. Connie did not get her own ornament ball. All the other housewives did, but Connie just had to show up. I didn't see Connie drink it from the luge either. Also, like, I don't want to drink skinny girl wine from a luge.
No, it was like the skinny girl margarita, which is disgusting.
Oh, the sweet Rita? Okay, I saw a sweet Rita in the store the other day, and I literally thought it said sweat. And I was like, why the fuck would I ever want to drink that? This is horrible branding.
And it was on the bottom shelf, right?
Well, yeah, it was. But that's where I shop, on the bottom shelf.
I'm all the way at the top, baby.
Oh, okay.
Give me my Rombauer. Well, I need that butter.
I felt like I was Avery when Avery was with Ramona and friends at their – night out for drinks. And Ramona's like, you guys got to know how. She's like, they know how to taste the Pinot Grigio, the Sancerre. I'm like, if you're going to like try to be like wine smart, you have to pronounce things correctly. And she's like, okay, you got to spin it. You got to sniff it. I'm like, bitch, is there alcohol in it? Just give it. I have this one friend who always love her to death, but they always like will order a bottle. And for some reason, she's like, I got to be the one to taste it. And she's never sent a bottle back.
No. Have you ever?
I don't ever want to taste it. I'm like, it's fine. Just pour it. Like, I'll plug my nose and drink it if I need to. Like, it's getting drunk. Don't worry.
No problem there. No problem there. But okay, Ramona, like, this is her, like, she's like, I wasn't invited to the party. So I'm the cool mom. I'm going to take out Avery and her friends. These are like my girlfriend now.
These are girls are better than my group of girlfriends. I'm like, yeah, they're young, dumb, and full of cum as well. Like, shit, man.
No. And Avery looked like she had just gotten out her wisdom teeth or something. Like, her face was so puffy. Did you notice that?
No, because I told you this before. Anytime I see Avery, all I can think of is the actress that played Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter movies. They're literally twins. It's really creepy. Look it up.
Okay. Wait, and then also, it's like, she is really trying to get Avery, I feel like, on the show.
Right?
This season.
She's trying to make her Brianna.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there's one Brianna, there's one Vicky. Like, you're not like a regular mom, Ramona. You're a cool mom, but like Avery is boring.
Yeah. And then like all her friends are like, yeah, you know what, Ramona? That's not a true friend.
And yeah. This friendship sounds one-sided. By the way, I went to Dry Bar and then I went to Blushington to go get my hair and makeup done because I knew I'd be on camera. Like these girls just wanted to be on camera. She's like, these are my girlfriends now. I'm Ramona, and these are my new friends. And I'm like, no.
No, it's weird. It's weird. Okay, then, okay, let's just talk about Luann's wedding. I was kind of embarrassed because I actually own the same robe as Luann. It was actually given to me when I was a bridesmaid, one that Luann got ready in.
We will make Mary do a side-by so that you guys can see it, because I feel like this is something that needs to be seen. Who makes that robe?
That was like the bridesmaid's gifts, you know, so like.
It's like a show me your moo moo, like kimono robe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I thought Luann's wedding actually like looked gorgeous. I feel like Tom could not be more disinterested. Like, they're like taking his photos. Like, where's my wine? I want to sit down. Like, okay, you know. Okay. Dorinda showed up toasted.
Wait, that was so funny. She's like, I had my Bloody Mary, and apparently I was an hour late. Like, she's like, I had to go there tipsy. And then she's like, and then I forgot my dress.
And then she's like, and I forgot to book flights there even. I was like,
she hasn't been a bridesmaid in so long, she doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, because she's 50. But no, I thought the wedding like looked really nice. The chandeliers, like the flowers. I really liked an all-white theme minus the hot pink dresses for the bridesmaids, whatever.
And then like her 21-year-old daughter being the flower girl.
Do you think at the reception that Noelle was breakdancing? Because don't you recall in like season 3 she paid for Noelle to have breakdancing lessons?
Was it her or the brother?
No, Noelle is the brother.
Oh,
Victoria is the daughter. Victoria was like showing her boobs and getting a DUI or something.
Yeah, maybe he did do the breakdancing thing. But wait, who stole this show for me? I was like,
the fake
who's
cake?
That guy? No, I was like, who's that guy walking her down the aisle?
Oh, of course you think he's hot.
He was hot. Brother? Oh my God. His name like Michael or something? I was like, Michael.
Wait, I like that you're like, is his name Michael or something? Just kidding. I wrote it down 6 times. I love him so much. I've written down Mary and Michael forever. Put a heart around it. And like,
he was hot.
No, he was a dad.
I'm okay with that.
Oh my God.
Call me stepmommy.
I can't. But yes, Michael walked her down the aisle. She's 4 inches taller than him, at least.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Tom, are you here on your own free will? That was like part of the vows. He's like, yeah.
Yes.
And she's like, Thomas. And then and then when Jill gives her, she's like, "Mazel tov."
Oh,
she's like, "Get me on camera more. How long? What else can I say?" She's like, "Bobby, Bobby, Bobby, come say Mazel tov to Luann and Tom, Bobby."
Oh God, you're really good at that.
What's wrong with her face, though? I still can't figure out. I think she's also messed with her eyebrows.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you really didn't get much of it because they only showed the wedding for five minutes and they had the Berkshire episode.
That for four episodes. Yeah. Four episodes of Berkshire and then Luann. They're like, "Hey, Luann, every episode we give the Berkshires, we're going to give you 1 minute of screen time." I know. And then she's just voicing over and she's like, "I never thought I'd find love again. It's like my dad opened the gates of heaven and just plopped Tom right on me."
No, I kind of like got the goosebumps of that part though. Like she is genuinely happy to be with him. She just wants someone to do everything with. She wants a companion. And then, okay, my favorite thing was when Ramona goes over to Dorinda's. Like, nothing happened. Like, she didn't tear off the
sconces from the wall
and rip off your wallpaper or your paint or whatever. And she's like, "Well, let me see all the pictures." And she has nothing but nice things to say.
Okay, but Ramona has this creepy fucking laugh that she does. And whenever she does it, and I can't handle it. It's this new thing she's been doing. It's single Ramona laugh. And she goes, it is.
No, she's unraveling this season. Like, unraveling. She is not happy to be single anymore. She's pissed
that Luann got married. She's so pissed. Especially,
but then it's like she must be into the chokeholds too. Then,
oh, what? What's that?
Tom just like 50 Shades upgrade her in public.
It was like even Sonia was like, "Whoa, keep that in the bedroom." And then I wonder if Sonia was like, "He used to do that to me."
Actually, he tied me up, and then we used handcuffs on my legs.
Yeah, she's like, "Now I use those handcuffs on Frenchie. I don't even let him out of the bedroom. He's so lucky to be here to make an appearance. I don't usually do this. I don't like to take him anywhere. My worlds can't collide." I'm like, "What worlds are that?"
Yeah, she's like, acts like he's like a creature.
Yeah, she's like, "I like to keep him chained up." I'm like, "Okay, this sounds like some weird role playing in that creepy brownstone of yours."
The Miss Havisham's house. Yeah. But, okay, then I loved Bethany and Carol kind of talking about it. And they basically alluded that, number one, that Luann was a gold digger. Like, he's a penthouse.
Oh, is this when Bethany took Carol? Yeah, she cultured China. Carol.
She took her to China for the afternoon.
Like, she's like, "Carol doesn't know where she is." It's like, yeah, Carol
she's never had dim sum.
You're like, "Oh, she's an idiot." It's like, "Well, Carol doesn't eat, Bethany."
Yeah. But then they also kind of alluded that he could be gay.
Oh, the strap-on comment?
Yes.
I was like, ooh, does he like, what do they call it, pegging?
I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither. No, I have no idea. I think it's called pegging. Okay. When like a girl pegs you with a dildo? I don't know.
Please tell me more because I really don't know, but.
As someone who's never experienced this, again, because I am a virgin who goes to church on Sunday, I just, like, no. But, like, I don't know. It was, like, very weird. And they're, like, both, like, just laugh. Like, yeah, that's probably true. Do you think he is?
Then why is he, like, cheating on her? I don't know. Because why is he, like, being sexual and getting blacked out at the Regis and making out with people?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole – well, maybe he just plays both sides. Maybe he's adventurous.
True, he could be adventurous, but he does not want to wear a ring.
Not at all. And she's like, "You're going to wear a ring."
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream, obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Ring, Tom. You're gonna wear a ring.
Okay, my dad does not wear a wedding ring.
What? Chucky? No.
Chucky does not wear a wedding
ring. Does Carmi?
Yeah. Yeah, she got to show off that diamond bling.
Maybe he didn't because he was on the force.
He doesn't like anything. Like, he doesn't wear a watch, nothing. Like, he doesn't like anything on his body.
Well, then he better get that shit tatted.
Yeah, I mean, that would not fly with me.
I'd not.
But
be
it's
okay
like
with that.
if they are married, they can just take off the ring when they're out.
I've been
fooled before.
My thoughts about guys have really just like gone downhill, and they're all assholes. And
everyone puts their rings in their pockets, in their wallets.
Yeah, everyone will cheat. Like, given the opportunity, I think 99 out of 100 guys would cheat. And
I would say 90 out of 100, but
90. I guess you have more faith in humanity than I do. they see a hole, they stick it in. Anyways, moving on. Do we have really anything else to say? Do you have anything else to say about Housewives?
No.
Besides next week, the ponytail, Ramona's ponytail.
Yeah, I look forward to getting a better view on that one.
Oof. Talk about a facelift. Okay. Ba-ba-do.
Ba-ba-dee.
It's Ba-ba-dee. Easy. With the birds,
with the birds and the bees and the 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. Okay. I actually thought this was a good episode of Southern Charm. It's been super boring. I cried this episode.
I know, because you texted me and I was like, I know why you cried.
Okay, guys.
Like,
what?
I was like, you cried because the baby was tired?
No.
Didn't want to get in the car?
Team Catherine.
No.
Queen Catherine.
You mean
Team
Adele?
Catherine.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's me.
Thomas! Thomas, give me back my fucking kids!
Listen, I think she is working very hard. She's working very hard to get her life back together. I thought the whole scene was adorable. I loved the whole modeling shoot.
It was cute.
I think Chelsea.
Her hair.
I think Chelsea.
What's going on with her hair?
I think Chelsea is a real good friend.
Yeah, sure. I mean, does she want some airtime? Catherine doesn't have any friends. So
I think Catherine's
like, who can I invite to be my friend?
I think Catherine has a lot of extensions in her hair.
There's something really bizarre.
She does a good deep side part, as we've talked about.
Deep.
And I like Catherine. I like her. I think she's really trying to, like, get her shit together, so I appreciate that. She's got her shit more together than stupid Landon wearing a dead chicken around her throat talking to her dad.
Oh, my God. Landon. She's like, but, Dad, I have to figure out this website Rome's already taken.
Wait, I love when he's like, she's like, what could be better than spending a day with me? He's like, I could be in Key West. I was like, she's like, oh. Shit, but don't you like this dead chicken? And he's like, Landon, listen, I know you got dreams, but I'm gonna tell you not to follow them.
Yeah.
You need to make money, and I'm sick of paying your goddamn bills.
Yeah.
Also, why the fuck can't she do the website at night? If my dad said I'm gonna give you a couple of $100,000 just to be on site, get your ass on site and get some Wi-Fi there and go play on your computer and do your stupid website.
She's delusional. Like, she's literally delusional.
It makes me
and
very
just
upset.
Whiny. I feel like she's not going to get asked back.
I fucking
like,
hope she doesn't.
Her?
Literally
who
nobody. You know what? I don't like her because she reported our photo on Instagram.
Okay. So, you guys, we put up this photo of her and put her a dolphin body and her face on it. And it got like a good
and
amount of
And we said it was Landon's baby photo. Which is true.
Okay, and but also, like, it's funny. It wasn't, like, creepy or weird or, like, sexual.
It was
or
literally the worst Photoshop
mean.
Job. It was just her face on a dolphin.
So, we don't know exactly what happened because I may have checked the Instagram after a few drinks. And I do recall it saying something like, we had been flagged and reported. But it didn't say why, I don't think.
I know it was her. She probably trolls her name on Instagram And she reported us because her feelings were hurt because she's not really a dolphin.
Like, I mean, the fact that you can't laugh that one off is beyond.
Like, we've put makeup on PK. He didn't report us. We've done, like, a lot of weird things to a lot of people, and they haven't reported us, but stupid Landon ruins everything.
Like, I couldn't believe that. That was what got us in trouble.
Like, yeah, a dolphin face? Like, get out of here. Like, no, I hate her. I hate her now. I forgot how much I hated her. And yeah. She's like, when she even said, she's like, I could take my money from my dad. I could marry Thomas, but I want to do it on my own. And like, you know you're going to take the money from your dad anyways. And you're probably going to fucking marry Thomas too.
Oh, God. No.
Okay. I can't talk about her anymore. I hate her so much. I hate her so much. And I cannot wait for her comeuppance next week. Cannot wait with the girl code. Team Catherine.
Oh, yeah.
So will you be on Team Catherine and Team Catherine versus Team Landon?
Everyone. It is the world against Landon.
Perfect.
And I'm with the world.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be with me then. Be with the world. That's fine. So before the photo shoot, like, Cameron shows up to the clothing shop with Chelsea and Catherine. She's like, should we ask Catherine if she wants a glass of wine?
I know. It's like, no.
Like, no.
This girl's in rehab and, like, literally is trying to get her babies because she was a coquette.
Yeah.
No, like, she doesn't need wine.
No.
Wine leads to cocaine.
But come on, Catherine wasn't fine when she's like, basically, I'm in a new age bracket. I've got to be between the party girl and the fun mom. I've got to be a J. Crew bitch. And I'm not a fucking J. Crew bitch.
All I want to be is a J. Crew bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, well,
give me some, like, Lily Pulitzer.
Yeah,
with Nantucket Reds, and I'll make a family.
Yeah, I would love, like, a cashmere sweater with a nice white collared shirt underneath with the collar sticking out. You know, totally. Some, like, wash salmon shorts. I have gold shoes already. Yeah, I'm into it. I'm into it. Okay, so this... I guess maybe I'm feeling a little sensitive from all the Bachelor in Paradise stuff, but, like, this struck a nerve with me with the Shep stuff this week. How'd you feel?
Oh. Wait, what was the
Shep
stuff?
Well, Austin, clearly it struck a nerve with you too.
The threesome.
Chelsea tells Austin. No.
Okay, I thought that scene in the car was very raw. Like, she gets in the car and was like, well, I just want to let you know what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, basically, like, Shep takes me outside and he grabs me to kiss me. And I'm like, what are you doing? And literally, Austin is boiling.
He's pissed. Which, with all rights. Like,
no, but that was like a raw,
but he was
raw
in the bar
reality
getting,
TV moment.
But
you
he's
know,
in
like
the
he,
bar getting them drinks. Like, how, it'd be different, too, if he wasn't there. Like, he was buying Shep a drink at his own goddamn bar.
Yeah.
And he does this, and he tries to make out with her multiple times, and it's like, no means no. She said no on the first round. Like, she's not going to succumb to it on the second round. Like, just stop. It's inappropriate, I think.
No, Shep's disgusting. He has HIVs.
Also, he has such a sense of entitlement, and I love that Chelsea and Cam called him out on it. And he, even when Cam said, like, you have a sense of entitlement, and you are not entitled to make out with whoever you want. And he goes,
right.
Well, it usually works. I wanted to kill him. How fucking dare you?
He needs to get off the booze. He needs to come down to reality.
Needs to be,
he's
he needs to get in a fight.
Alcoholic.
And Austin needs to punch him square in the face and tell him who's boss. Let that blue collar Austin take his ass out. Like, I was
blue
so
collar cute. Austin is so cute and charming.
I love
and
Austin now. Austin has a big tongue. Yeah.
Or how do you say that? Chivalry
is not dead.
Yeah, chivalrous. Wait, how do you say
chivalrous.
That? Chivalrous? Yeah,
chivalrous.
Chivalry. I don't know, because no one's like that anymore. I don't even know how to
I just thought, I just thought he was like, I like that he was defending her honor, because yeah, if she says no, and it's like, he's like, oh, well, Cam told me I should go for it. And it's like, there's a different way of approaching it, which even Cam says too. So I like give her a pass on this. She needs to stop that storyline though.
Yeah, it's over. It's done.
It's done. And, like, when Shep walks up, he's like, I got a million friends and I don't need you. He's like, shut up.
No.
Also,
and then
who's the friend Bo?
Oh, you thought Bo was cute?
Bo is hot.
He wasn't old enough for me.
Yeah, clearly, because he was, like, 36. Maybe 37. I thought he was super cute. Craig was like loving this though.
Oh my god, like, Craig was like,
Craig was hammered. First off, he was so drunk,
he was wasted, and he's like, "You tried to obvious because you tried to fuck the girl."
Yeah, and he's like, "You tried to fuck Naomi the first day I introduced you," and Shep goes, "Yeah, I guess I'm just that kind of guy," which is like kind of funny, but I also want to fucking punch him in the face because I just think he's an asshole. I think he's an asshole.
He's not charming anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say I used to be like kind of enamored with him, like, oh, he's like a good old Southern boy, and now I'm like, I'm done with you. It's all about Austin and Craig. But Craig, what's going on with Craig? Naomi hates Borg. Him.
Oh my god, that relationship needs to be done. Like, she literally
hates him so much,
despises him. But I think he really does sleep all day.
Yeah, but he's like, maybe because I stayed up till 5 trading stuff. And I'm like, no, you weren't doing stocks, Craig. Like, you were trading Pokemon cards. Like, come on.
He was sewing and crocheting.
It's like, you know, but that's who he is. He passed the bar. Leave him alone. Like, Naomi, this is who he is. He's going to live off his Southern Charm money. He's going to live off that HelloFresh money. He doesn't want to work.
No.
And he's very nice to look at. So, like, appreciate what you've got. And she was
It's like, you still need to get your nose done, Naomi.
Yeah. You know those, like, blubberfish? It's like a monkfish. I post a photo, but I'm afraid Landon will report it. but so Naomi in therapy was like, if this is who you are, that's fine. Be yourself, but just not with me because I don't like it. And I'm like, oh, Craig. And Craig is just like wiping sleep out of his eyes. He's like, what? He's like, Naomi, why? You like hate me. Like, I don't know the difference between a pescatarian and an Episcopalian. I'm not smart. I don't know what the meaning of Lothario is.
That was funny.
It's like funny, but I totally agree. He's like, I agree with him though. Like, you need to be on my team. Craig.
In the whole meeting, he's like, God, do you think McDonald's is still serving breakfast when I get out of here? Like, he's like, am I gonna make the drive-thru?
Me and Gizmo need to split a McFlurry. He's like, why can't I bring Gizmo to therapy? Why? but yeah, next week looks good. And then he even tells her at dinner, if you're not on my side.
Yeah, like, get the fuck out now.
Like, let's separate. And I'm like, oh, skating that thin ice, just like Austin is with Shep.
I'm team Austin, team Chelsea. I hope they're doing well.
Yeah. And I just, you know, and Cameron, with her, the way she says everything. Chelsea. Hi, buddy. Hi, Chelsea. Team Catherine. Okay, let's move on to Savannah.
Okay, so the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew, there's no power, there's no water.
They're still like white privilege. Nelson's like, I can't believe my boat is like 100 yards from where it started.
I know. And then they're like, but like, let's talk about the dinner party instead. Like, who cares about this hurricane?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, and by the way, Nelson's still a racist. Wait, I died though, because you know how the whole thing that Bravo's now doing with these shows is like, in the beginning they do like all these like 30-second clips of what everybody's doing, and they showed Ashley at Delta.
No.
Did you miss that?
Yeah, I totally missed that.
Oh my god, they showed her walking out. She's like, are you done with your shift? And her friend's like, yeah. She's like, me too. And I was like, oh my god, this shit
is amazing. That's amazing.
I can't believe Delta even let him show it.
That's awesome.
It was so good. So, yeah. So, basically, Hannah's sisters are all come to town, too, because it's
Luis.
His birth. Luis.
No, wait. No, it's Luis.
He's as white as they come. Come on. The only minority they have is a Jew. Luis. So,
I loved her three sisters.
Are they all full sisters? Like, one looks exactly like her, but, like, one's a blonde that Dan has to hook up with.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. And, like, then I was, like, so the dad, like, got engaged in a sketchy way, and they're, like, worried that the woman's going to get pregnant. I'm like, how old's the woman?
I think they said that she was only a couple of years older, right, than Hannah?
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. And then, so then, like... And then at one point the sisters like go and meet up with like Louis. Why can't we say his name?
Louis.
They go and meet up with
Daniel.
Yeah, they go meet up with like Louis and Daniel and have shots. These guys drink. Like, yeah. Sometimes I question if I have a problem. I question a lot if you have a problem. But then I, like, see these people on TV and I'm like, oh, we are so good.
We're fine. We're fine.
Like, we're fine.
Yeah.
But so then they get drunk and whatever. And they, like, they're like, well, why? When are you going to propose to Hannah? And he's like, she'll say no.
Like, and then they're like, he's like, well, at least our mom's not here, and he's referring to Hannah. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, you guys should go hang out with Craig like, and Naomi.
And Daniel's just like trying to touch the blonde sister Hattie and be creepy.
Yeah. He's really going downhill for me. I'm a little sad about that. I like really wanted to like him.
I'm pretty sure Ashley likes him next week.
Ugh, I mean.
And I called that. I called
you did. You did. You guys heard it here first.
Yeah.
Breaking Wait, news.
Okay. I also really want to go to this, the Wilkie's house and eat.
So I'm confused what it is. It's like they make everything, like it's a restaurant.
Family style. It's family style. Obama ate there. It's just family style, Southern comfort food.
But like Nelson's like, mom, like they all got mad at me because I used the Yiddish N-word. Like, I don't get it. Like sometimes you don't think before you say something. Why is everybody pissed? She's like, Nelson, you can't do that. You got to take responsibility.
Yeah. And she's like, and go buy that boy a birthday present.
And he's like, what do I buy him? A butt plug? Did he not say that? I feel like that's something he would buy. And he's like, what's up, my brother?
I know. Wait, okay. How do you feel about people like praying at the dinner table at restaurants?
How do I really feel or how do I feel in public? No, I don't. I think it's like.
And I always think it's interesting when people do it at
restaurants.
I think
it's like, just like make it 10 seconds or less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then you draw a scene, right? Or like say it in silence to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So Catherine and Lyle, they go on their mini golf date. And
okay, basically... these people have the lamest. Okay, their life should be so cool. And they're like, let's go mini golf. Let's go bowling. Let's go golf. Like, let's play some bridge. I'm like, you guys, your lives are boring. That's why
they go on like sunset boat rides.
Yeah, that's what I would be on that boat all the time.
Yeah. But Catherine really knows how to flirt. Like,
you think so? Are you taking lessons?
I'm trying. Like, she's very confident. She struts her stuff. She knows how to work him. Like,
you guys, Mary's note says, yeah, I was gonna say, Mary's note said, keep it steamy.
She knows. She, like, is working it. I was like, girl.
I think she just knows how to work. I think she knows how to work Lyle. It's like, Lyle is, like, very infatuated with her. And I guess that makes sense, because if I was inbred by a Manning, like, by Peyton Manning, like, I'd probably be like, any girl that gives me attention, like, I'm telling you, I think Catherine also looks like she has a little bit of Down syndrome.
No, she's just always drunk.
She's always drunk.
She's, like, completely, like, always
drunk. Okay, so I was, like, laughing when they were, so there, you know, Hannah comes to Catherine with Catherine and her mom on a boat ride, right? And, like, the cameras were trying to do a really good job of trying to show Catherine not drinking on the boat, because, you know, you can get, like, a DUI from that.
Oh.
And so I was watching it because I've been to Lake Havasu once or twice and I know how bad it can be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're like trying. So she's like, here you guys go. And like trying. I saw her have some wine. You know, there's no way. She probably just had an IV in her arm. She's like, guys, I'm fine. I don't need the glass. But then they're like, okay. So then they're talking about how, you know, they want to throw a bridge party. But like, first we got to have like, damn it. What's his name? I can't say it right. The other one's party. The oyster roast party.
Lewis.
I want to say.
They have like the birthday oyster roast where they literally couldn't eat the oysters.
Those oysters look like, disgusting.
So nasty.
I've also never had a roasted oyster. Try to say that three times fast. Yeah, roasted oyster.
No, you have like those like Rockefeller ones where they like
the shot glass?
And then like. No. Like, they'll, like, put it on the barbecue, and then they, like, put, like, spinach and cheese on it. It's delicious.
Never had one.
Oh, I have.
I just...
It's the thing to do up here. You go out to Marshall, and you get oysters.
Okay, well, one day I will. But that party looked fun. Okay,
I love how Catherine, they could barely get there on the boat. And she's like literally wearing, she looks like the Gordon fisherman. She's wearing the yellow jacket, the yellow wellies and pants. And then she's like, okay, guys, wait. And she pulls it all off and she's wearing a dress under there. I was like, I love you.
I was like, you guys just couldn't take an Uber?
No.
Take an Uber. No, but she was also like funny, right? So like Ashley comes and Ashley, it's like we get it that you have tits and you love for them to hang out.
Oh my God. And that purple dress. That it's like periwinkle.
If I was a stylist, I would be trying to figure out how to make my boobs look fantastic in everything.
Like they're saggy mom boobs.
Hers just everything is a knockoff with her. Like she doesn't look fantastic ever. Like she looked better after jumping in the pool and sitting on that chair talking about a hurricane relief party that they're now going to throw.
Right.
And in her bathing suit with like no makeup.
She definitely
in her hair.
Has the eyelash extension.
Well, she knows what's up with that. Yeah. I'm into it. And then have you ever been to Haiti?
Haiti.
So my parents, like, I felt like I have to say with, like, an
accent. Both doctors? They're both doctors?
They're doctors, and, you know, they go to Haiti. Haiti. And, like, when Catherine and Hannah are doing their interviews, and they're like, are we saying it wrong? Where the hell is that? And I'm like, okay, so I looked it up. Ashley's not wrong.
Oh, really?
She's not wrong. She's not necessarily right. It's just another way you could say it. But I was like, oh, okay.
But she was also, like, really bombed, I felt like, in her high-rise bathing suit that was, like, literally up her ass. But
she loves her ass. She loves her
ass. She definitely has a C-section scar. That's why she wears only one pieces and high
waisted. Oh, great observation, Mary.
Yeah.
Great one. Daniel tries to hit on the sister, and Hannah's like, I saw your dick off. I'd be like, ookie. He's like,
I'll keep trying.
Now he has a very serious girlfriend, apparently. He's very into her. She's not Jewish, though.
Okay.
So this party.
I love this like bridge thing because
because they're so white.
No, yeah, but like
and they go. Wouldn't the perfect day be like playing tennis or golf, and you go socialize and have a glass of wine, and then you go play some bridge? And I was like,
that sounds like my ideal day. I play this game, Pedro. It's like a 4-person game.
Pedro,
you can only play with 4 people, but barely any people know how to play, and it's very strategic, like bridge, like. There's
is it like hearts?
Points. No, it's too complicated for you. But
okay.
But you have to like count the cards and stuff, and like you know what.
Maybe that's what Sonia's doing at MIT this weekend, learning how to count cards for Pedro.
But I really there needs to be more ways for people to be social in a traditional way. So I was fond of this cocktail party that was very fancy. It had clearly a dress code and that the girls were going to come and learn this game.
Okay.
I was all about it. I want my life to be like this.
So do you think that production purposely tells Ashley to show up 20 minutes after parties start? She's like the last to show up for everything.
Showing up alone.
Well, and she's showing up like she's going to a funeral. She had like a dead fox around her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, Hannah, can I talk to you for a minute?
Can I talk to you?
Yeah, Hannah's like, can I get a refill
on
my glass?
Of red wine.
Yeah.
I'll go take a glass of red wine.
And she goes, you know, color me shocked. I was at a dress store with my friends. She asked me how Hannah's dress line was. I nearly had a heart attack. What do you mean you have a dress line? I was like, you work for Delta, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
You know what, though? It is just, this is my industry.
This is how I make a living and pay for my kid.
This is common courtesy.
Why wouldn't you ask me? I'm a wealth of knowledge. And you know what? I could pack your bags and I could get them on a flight, too. Jack of all trades over here.
She wanted permission for Hannah to be in this industry.
And she goes,
Do not talk over me.
I'm not afraid of you.
I'm not afraid of you.
And she goes, you can't just wake up and say you want to do something. She goes,
Well, I guess you can.
She's so ridiculous. Like,
She starts going in circles. She's totally going in circles.
And she's like, I can't. I'm leaving. And Hannah's like, you literally always do that. She's like, no, I don't. I'm out of here. Okay, I'm back.
I'm solving this right now.
And then she's like, I'm back.
She's like, Cruella de Vil. She like brings out the signature. I got this from Luann. Luann gave me a cig and I'm smoking it because I was 13 when I had my first cigarette.
No, it's like this. The only thing I'll replace with Countess is
what? She's like, the only thing you can replace with a baggage handler is stylist.
I wish you guys could see us because we're literally motioning like we're taking drags, fake drags.
Like, this Newport's for you.
Okay, anyways, point being, like, Ashley sucks, man.
She's the worst.
Without her, there'd be no show. Hannah's, like, the only normal one. Happy's like, someone's being mean to somebody and I'm offended!
Is Happy even, like, a main cast member?
I don't know. Is Happy fat or skinny? I can't tell.
She's
fat. No, I think, like, her body's not bad, though. I don't know. I can't tell. She's like a... She literally is Katie from Vanderpump.
Wait, speaking of that...
I know. Do you think it's true? There's been reports that they're getting divorced. Or that they're not wearing their rings. I don't think it's true unless they're playing it out for the storyline. Sheena would be so pissed.
I think they're totally playing out this storyline. But she hasn't posted a picture with him since March. Wow. They have, like, not been seen together at all. Apparently, they, like... She was like, they separated and he like went and played like in some poker tournament in the Bahamas or something.
What, did you read Jax's tweet?
Yes.
Oh, I think he's being facetious.
I don't know. I believe it.
I don't know. I mean, they're taping now. Raquel, did I tell you that Raquel is now working at Vanderpump Dogs? James' girlfriend. So she's apparently going to be on the show next season.
Oh, we saw her in person. Okay.
Yeah, my friend saw her there. My friend went, refused to take any photos, which is so rude, Saf, and refused to take photos, but told me that Raquel now works there.
So, okay, so that's how they're going to tie her in?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, James, I'm just so proud of your DJ career.
Pumptini! Pumptini!
Cosmopolitan! Team James. Also, there's definitely a war going on between Lala, Sheena, and Ariana versus the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it so much. God. Yes. Sheena's mom today posted on Instagram a photo of Sheena basically, like, waving from, like, Watch What Happens Live. And she's like, saying bye to all the haters.
Oh, my God. Sheena's the worst. Sheena's such a D-lister.
She's like, literally, you know, last week Bethany was trying to fuck her way to the ground. Like, that's what Sheena's doing, but intentionally.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about Below Deck tonight, but guys, like, just Adam is a fucking psycho.
Malia, sociopath.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. If somebody tells you that they don't want onions, he's like, this is Ken. Like, there's some bully in his life named Kenny, right?
Yeah.
And he's like,
he's the head charter.
Yeah, Kenny's the head charter. And apparently Adam once met a Kenny in his life. And he's like, this guy comes on, thinks he could tell me what to do. It's like, yeah, it's what it's called when you pay someone to do something.
It's called service.
I don't want
fucking onions. For $250,000.
Like,
this is Onion Gate.
Onion Gate. Like, enough.
He's like, I'm pretty sure on the lentil soup had onions in it.
He's like, yeah, it did. And Sandy's like, oh, Adam, did you put onions in the food? He's like, yeah, only on day one, Sandy. She's like, only on day one? He's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. And Hannah's like, oh, no, that little shit thinks he can lie. I don't know what accent this is. She's like, oh, fuck that. She's like, Sandy, I got to tell you something. He's lying.
Yeah, that was when anyone can, like, lie to people's faces, it really scares me. Maybe because I'm the most honest person in the world. Literally, my coworkers, they know I know everything. And they come up and ask me questions and they know I can't lie.
Oh, my God. I'm never telling you a secret ever in my life. What the hell?
I don't just go and say things, but I, like, keep them to myself. And then if you ask me the question, I'll just be like,
Good to know that.
I don't know. You should ask that person. That basically means I'm admitting it to them. Like,
right, right.
Because but I think it's so weird when people lie. It's creepy.
He's just like a straight up, like, he's a sociopath. Like, if I tell, like, what if the guy was allergic to onions? He's like, no onions because I'm literally allergic. He's like, oh, well, you're going to die then. I hope you brought an EpiPen. Like, shit, man. Like, he doesn't want onions. He doesn't want them. And then, like, why is Malia so into him?
Why does everyone like Malia? She has like a gymnast body.
I think
she looks like a little girl.
She is a little girl. She's like 23.
And then like, Bobby's so like over.
Bobby's like, so like in a different world, like you like me, huh? Like he's just like his Invisalign gets in the way he talks. And I'm like, Bobby, go away.
He's like
I'm next in line, okay? I won't be next in line for you.
He's like, can I take you on a walk? What is with all these walks?
I don't know, but I'm team Wes. Wes.
Totally.
Like, Wes He's is adorable. So sweet. He's so cute. I want him to be my boyfriend.
Yeah. I liked his quote. Like, money can't solve being a dick.
And he and Adam is a dick. And Malia, like, runs after him. She's like, you guys, one of our own is really not having a good night. So I think I, like, need to go after him. I'm like, ew. Ew. Yeah. Enjoy your herpes, girl. Hope you get some onions, too.
But, okay, do you think Adam likes her so much because it's, like, a competition?
Yeah, he never wants to conquer. Yeah, he never wants to talk to her ever again after the charter. He just wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
He wants some ass.
No, but then he kind of, like, said, like, would you ever do this again, like, on the West Coast? Like, he's, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure Malia is a cool girl. And I'm sure all these people are really great, to be honest. But well, like,
she poops her pants. She's got to be cool. Yeah, but she's a pants poop. Pants.
Well, if pooping in your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Okay. But anyways, it's just like, this charter was really fun, and Adam really ruined everything. I hope he gets fucking fired. Like, I hate Ben. I'd rather than bring Ben back.
Oh, I loved Ben.
Of course he did.
He's friends with the princes.
Yeah, of course you. Well, then he must know Ashley because she designed her dress, Kate Middleton's dress.
I think I'm an opportunist.
You're an opportunist?
I think so.
Tell me why.
I guess I just get conned by all these guys.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, let's play this game. How would you rank? You've got Frenchie. You've got Thomas Ravenel.
Yeah.
You've got Adam.
So wait, what am I doing? Fuck, marry, kill them?
Oh yeah, that's perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Frenchie, Thomas, and Adam.
Kill Frenchie.
What?
Fuck Adam, marry Thomas. What? Thomas has all the. Okay, marry Thomas. He has all the money.
If I get annoyed with him,
I can go to the guest house. Adam's hot. I would fuck him. And Frenchie, I don't know Frenchie. He has weird teeth. What would you do? Your face is in shock. What would you do?
I'd immediately kill Adam before he killed me first.
Well, because he's a sociopath. He's like a Scott Peterson. Yeah. Scott Peterson's so cute.
I knew you were going to. Oh my God. He put cement literally, on his wife's feet.
No. I wouldn't.
Mary,
no, I wouldn't
go for
that. Did
you write him a letter in jail?
No, but when I literally drive past it every day when I go to Orange Theory and
Hi, Scott! Wait, you drive past and leave? Wave. Oh my God, I thought you said, and then leave. I'm like, what the hell are you doing in that parking lot? Oh my God, you guys.
I don't think they'd let me in.
I would actually just like to kill all of them.
Oh, okay. That's not the game.
Oh. I've still got to
answer.
All.
No.
I killed them all.
Answer.
I guess I would marry Thomas and we just move into the plantation and I'd take all of his money and then I'd kill him. And then I'll fuck Frenchie, but only because like I won't even know what he's saying.
Right.
He's like, avec moi, and I'm like, si, s'il vous plaît.
Voulez-vous coucher français au repas?
Yeah. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir? On that note. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
If you guys have stuck around, thank you. Yes. Have a great week. That's all. I don't have anything clever to say. Goodbye.
See you soon. Oh, almost paradise. When I get on heaven's door. Almost paradise.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.